The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Never forget the roar that night in the Point to the crescendo of Riverdance. And two of the feet that were making those tapping sounds are actually sitting opposite me now. Lorcan Murphy, who's one of the original Riverdance troupe. Lorcan, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Now, you look fit and well and spry, so 30 years have not taken too much of a toll on you as a dancer.
Well, they've taken a little bit of a toll, but, you know, we just try and keep ourselves as active as possible. But in good shape at the moment.
OK, now, how were you recruited? And did you know anything about this great adventure? Because it was only the interval act at the beginning before it became a global phenomenon.
Yeah, well, no, I didn't know what was happening. First of all, I was a member of the O'Shea School of Irish Dancing. And at that time, we were very well renowned within the Irish dancing world. We had a lot of solo Irish dancing champions, team championships, and we also did a lot of kind of corporate work and folk festivals, things like that. So we had a reputation of being kind of a well-rounded school, as it were. And at the time, I was asked by my teacher, Seamus O'Shea, would I be available at a particular time to go on audition? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. What's it for? And he goes, well, it's the Eurovision Song Contest. So they're looking for dancers to perform in a troupe. So naturally, I went along and did the audition process.
I presume you thought there'd be 10 or 12 people doing some sort of corporate performance type thing.
Something, I had no idea. I had no idea what was involved. Belinda Murphy was there and she was kind of going through the process with us, as well as Mavis Ascott. And we had to learn kind of new ideas and new steps on the spot. They were kind of seeing how we could cope with them. And it was like, yeah, you've done very well. You're in. So that was that. I was in the door. And I can't remember, I was probably around early March when we did that. But then for the rehearsals itself actually started taking place 2 weeks before the Eurovision. So we had very little time to come up with this routine. So in the meantime, I learned that this Gene Butler was going to be involved. There's this guy called Michael Flatley. And my mother at the time, because my mother was an adjudicator as well, she goes, oh, I remember I adjudicated Michael Flatley and I gave him first place in the World Championships years ago. He's very flamboyant and he's full of energy. And I'm like, I've no idea who he is.
Yeah.
So we went into the rehearsals. We were going through different routines, different steps, things like that. And it came to the part where, you know, Jean would come in doing her solo. And I'd never seen Jean dance before, even though we're still on the same competition circuit.
Yeah.
But I actually hadn't seen her close up. And I was like, wow. You know,
she's so light on her feet.
Very light. There was a different grace and there was a different style about and how she moved around the floor. You know, she was floating. You know, she was floating and hovering. And it was effortless. Where in Irish dancing competition, there's a lot of energy involved in how we perform on stage. But she was just floating along. I was like, this is different. And you had the slipjig going on in the background and we heard the cloud song from Anuna beforehand. So I said, this is quite soft.
Yeah.
And then Michael came in.
Bang!
Oh, ripped jeans, rock star haircut. And across the floor. And I was, what is going on here?
The speed of his entry was phenomenal.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, we were in rehearsal studios and he's doing this and he's hammering it out. And on the night as well, like it was no different. Like on the night, like we had a floor that was like an ice rink. It wasn't designed for Irish dancers. And we were all worried about kind of falling live on stage in front of 300 million people. And we're like, Michael, you have to be careful coming out on stage and doing that leap. And he has to stop on a dime and turn and do a back click, and then he's into his, his Robin Hood pose. And it's like, gee, what's going on here? How's this going to go down? So there was a lot to kind of unpack in a very short space of time.
Now, it was Irish dancing, but not as we knew it. I mean, it was a different style. It was more flamboyant. Mm. I mean, you'd know the difference in the classic steps, but even the rhythms that Bill Whelan had built into the music were different.
Yeah, like as well as learning new steps, like we had to adjust to a different type of rhythm. And we're all of a sudden, it's like the word syncopation was coming into our vocabulary. We never even heard it before. And it's like, how do we learn this rhythm? How does that compute into our brains? Because it wasn't standard at all by any means. And so to kind of, you're getting the rhythm of the music into you. You're also getting a full sound of an orchestra as well. And you're like, oh, what's going on with this? So there's a lot of different dynamics going on with kind of what you're listening to and what you're trying to adapt yourself.
It was a sensation. And, you know, in the point. We were all there and we were on our feet and it was just absolutely sensational. But we were an Irish audience and who knew that this would find a global audience?
We knew we had something special. When after the rehearsal process, and there was a lot of banging heads, there was a lot of kind of like different ideas that were going on trying to fix it. But at the end of it, when we were going into rehearsals, we knew we had something special. But on the night, when that performance started, it built up. Like it wasn't just a roar at the end, but what isn't captured is the constant barrage of noise that was actually building in the auditorium beforehand. So you had Anuna starting and you had Gene Butler's entrance and then Michael Flatley came on and bang, there's a lift. There's a lift. You could hear the energy in the audience. And we're side stage. We're like, oh, that sounds amazing. That sounds amazing. And we're getting so excited. And then when Michael and Gene come back on and then they're joined by the B6, as we call them, like the first entrance of the troupe. And all of a sudden, the noise goes up a notch again. And I was like, wow. And I'm still side stage. I'm still waiting for my turn to go on along with the others. And eventually when it came for our bit to come on, it again, the roof just lifted again. But when it came to the very end and you had that spontaneous roar, even though it was constant throughout, it was spontaneous. It felt like that.
I mean, it was like Ireland had won the World Cup, to borrow from our earlier segment.
Well, that's how we felt. We felt we'd won, but we also felt we'd won for Irish dancing. Because for a long time, we were kind of very kind of relegated to being a bit twee and we weren't really respected in what we did. So for us, this felt like a victory.
Now, did you get involved then in the show?
I did, yes. So the show developed very quickly after that and the ideas for the show were put together. So we started the rehearsals in November of the same year and putting the show together. Again, learning new routines with Michael and just going through different drills and again, learning a different style of dance, doing an a cappella routine without music. And it's like, well, how are we going to do that? And how are we going to stay in time together? And eventually going on and having a life with Riverdance.
You could have been a Leinster rugby player and you chose dance instead.
I could have, but yeah, sure, like all rugby players could have been, you know, something. But yeah, I was selected for the Leinster in the 20s at the time. And I had a rehearsal with Riverdance that night. And given the fact I was a front row forward, and I had to kind of consider, well, I'm only 5'8", I'm not going to get any bigger. I'd have to get wider if I wanted to compete. And I said, well, what do I want to do?
Decision made.
I love Riverdance. I love what it was going to offer me. I knew I was going to travel, or I had the opportunity to travel. So I kind of, this is what I want to do.
Are you still involved?
Not in Irish dancing directly. I do a bit of consultancy, so I do have people who would kind of engage with me and want to kind of, they're looking to get involved with the show and do summer camps and things like that. So I do a bit of external work now and again and I can pick them up.
Fair to say, it did change your life.
Oh, absolutely. I met my wife. I have three amazing kids from it. I still have an abundance of friends who, you know, like we still stay in touch all the time. We still have our WhatsApp groups and we still meet up as much as we can.
And of course, there will be a Riverdance 30th anniversary tour.
That's right.
We're
putting
that together with a whole new generation of dancers. And so it goes on.
No, I won't be involved.
Lorcan Murphy, former Riverdance dancer, one of the original troupe. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.